Live Updates: Trump Holds North Carolina Rally. By Tony Lee on October 26, 2018. President Donald Trump will hold a Friday evening rally in Charlotte, North Carolina. After Florida resident Cesar Sayoc was arrested earlier in the day for allegedly sending mail bombs to prominent Democrats and CNN. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:28 p.m. Trump concludes his rally as the media continue slamming Trump for not speaking more about unity and refusing to mention those who were sent mail bombs. 8:22 p.m. Trump pushing hard on immigration. Says Republicans will pass Gates Law, block sanctuary cities, stop the visa lottery and chain migration if they keep control of Congress. 8:16 p.m. Trump again hypes up his Space Force. This is where it's at, he says. People get so excited with the Space Force. We need it from the standpoint of protection offense. Defense, Trump says, emphasizing that the military needs it. 8:11 p.m., we've helped rebuild China, Trump says. I said it's time to stop. 8:10 p.m., Trump blasting NAFTA and talking about his US-MCA trade deal that is a giant victory for North Carolina's manufacturers, farmers, and dairy producers. 8:03 p.m., watch next week what's going to happen. Trump says, presumably referring to actions his administrations will take at the border. It's going to be exciting. Trump says this election will be about the border and jobs. 8:02 p.m., Trump says Democrats are encouraging millions of illegal aliens to break our laws, violate our borders, and bankrupt our country. He says Democrats' immigration policies will overwhelm your schools, your hospitals, and communities with strained public resources to the breaking point. He warns that illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities will be released straight out of jail and right onto your streets. Republicans believe our country should be a sanctuary for law-abiding Americans. Not criminal aliens, Trump says. 7:58 p.m., I'm going to be nice. So I won't say it, Trump says after mentioning Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, whom Trump has referred to as a low IQ individual. 7:52 p.m., Trump now introduces reps. Ted Budd and Mark Harris. Can't take any chances, Trump says, urging the crowd to get out and vote. 7:48 p.m., Trump says he loves NASCAR and honors the France family. He gives a shout-out to Richard Childress and says his grandson will do better than he did. 7:45 p.m., Trump honors Kevin Connor, a North Carolina police officer who was shot in the line of duty this week. 7:42 p.m., this election will decide the next Speaker of the House. Trump continues, saying Republicans essentially don't have a majority and need more reinforcements. 7:41 p.m., don't let them take it away with the false reporting and everything else. Trump says after saying the MAGA movement is one of the greatest movements in the history of the world. 7:39 p.m., remember when you're going in to vote. Trump says after the crowd starts chanting Kavanaugh. 7:37 p.m., Trump says a vote for Democrats is a vote for open borders and tax hikes. Trump says to be successful in life, you have to believe what you are saying. Trump says he has known a lot of Democrats who approved the wall in 2006 and have gone so far to the left since. Crowd chants locker up after Trump mentions Crooked Hillary and crying Chuck Schumer. Oh boy, they're going to be reporting about you tonight, Trump tells the crowd. 7:33 p.m. Trump says Democrats want caravan after caravan to come to the country and want to sign them up for free health care, free welfare, free education, and for the right to vote. Trump asks, what's that all about? Crowd chants, build that wall. Trump says he wishes illegal immigrants would be activists in their own countries instead of taking over some city councils in California. Trump says it's so unfair to legal immigrants and those waiting in line to come to the country for illegal immigrants to just walk across the border. 7:31 p.m., Trump says the fake news did not give him much ink when he proposed a plan to get prescription drug prices tumbling down. The middlemen are not thrilled with me right now, Trump says. 7:29 p.m., crowd boos when Trump asks if they want Nancy Pelosi to be the next speaker. He says radical Democrats will try to erase every single thing that we've achieved. He says Democrats want to raise taxes, impose socialism, take away the Second Amendment, and take away the strong health care that Republicans are making stronger. 7:27 p.m., Trump again says he is a nationalist and not a globalist and mocks his critics for saying he was so wrong to say that. "I'm for us," Trump says. "We're going to help the globe, but we have to help ourselves as well." Trump says it's so unfair what has been happening to the United States. 7:23 p.m., Trump speaks about the negative press coverage even when he does something good. He says, "Speaking of North Korea, the country would have ended up in a world war had he not been in office." Trump says America has all of the cards because everybody wants to rip the country off and rips Fox News' Bret Baier for not accurately reporting on his meeting with Vladimir Putin. Trump says it's important the media correctly report his results. 7:22 p.m., Trump calls his MAGA supporters some of the most honest, most wonderful, principled, hardworking, patriotic people on the face of God's earth. "Everyone will benefit if we can end the politics of personal destruction," Trump says. "We must unify the nation in peace, love, and harmony." Trump says the media has a major role to play whether they want to or not. Crowd boos and chants, "CNN sucks." Trump says the media have a major role to play when it comes to tone and everything. The media's constant unfair coverage, deep hostility, and negative attacks only serve to drive people apart and undermine healthy debate, Trump says. He says we have seen an effort by the media to use the sinister acts by one individuals to score political points against me and the Republican Party. Trump says he and Republicans did not do the same to Democrats when a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter tried to slaughter congressional Republicans and almost murdered House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA. 7:17 p.m., Trump asks the crowd to vote early. Loud cheers after Trump asks the crowd if they have voted early. "We're hot," Trump says. "I don't think they are going to cool us off. They try so hard, but I don't think that's going to happen." 7:15 p.m., Trump takes the stage. He says he has never seen it rain this much in North Carolina. He thanks his friends in the crowd for being with him before he even started running for president. Trump says he can't wait to be back in Charlotte for the 2020 Republican National Convention. 6:55 p.m., CNN's Brian Stelter says that those attending the rally believe that the CNN sucks chants are like theater and pro wrestling and aren't on it. Then, Stelter ominously says not everybody feels that way and not everybody is joking around. He wonders if Trump will be able to control the forces he has unleashed and is able or willing to tamp down the fire he has started.